Thank you for calling MBO Skincare. This is Shelly speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hello. Recently, I have seen a charge from this company on my account, bank account. I think it's from subscription.
Okay.
Yeah, like a month ago, I tried some sample from your company. I didn't know it was subscription, and I didn't want to get another product.
Okay.
So I want a refund before that sent out, the item sent out.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I just need some information to pull up the order. Do you have the order ID, the account number?
I didn't see the order ID or whatever. I just saw it on my bank account. I couldn't find it on my email.
Okay. Can I have the email that would be associated with the order, please?
Let me see. Yeah, I didn't see any of my email associated with this company. Like, I don't know how that even happened. I'm not sure.
Okay. So you'd never actually placed an order then?
Well, I see a charge on my bank account.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. But for our orders, we do require an email.
Can you pull it up by my bank card?
One moment. Let's see. Yeah, can I have the last four digits, please?
It's 2252. Yes.
No, I don't have anything under that card. Do you want to try your name?
Okay, my name, first name, S-I-Y-A-M.
S-I-Y-A-N.
S-I-Y-A-M, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything under that name either. This is NVO Skincare. So what does your charge say?
Okay, my charge says it says 3/21. It's not even 3/21 yet, the date. And it's $38.92.
Okay, so with our orders, they're typically about $100 a month. What does the charge say that it came from? It specifically says NVO Skin.
It says from Direct Marketing Continuity Subscription Merchants. The purchase, I can give you the transaction description.
Okay,
if
ma'am.
If that could help.
I'm so sorry. So this is a skincare company. We only sell skin creams. We have nothing to do with dietary supplements or...
I didn't say dietary.
Okay.
I said the order transaction description. It says purchase, email, and then there's number.
Okay. And it would definitely be under your first name, S-I-Y-A-N.
S-I-Y-A-M, that's first name.
Yeah, that's right.
And last name is E-I-D.
E-I-D.
S-E-I-D.
S-E-I-D, okay. Okay, can I have your postal code, please?
My what?
Your postal code, like your zip code?
Oh, it's 30088.
Oh, I'm really not seeing anything under here. Memberships. Okay, so that city is around Stone Mountain, right?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. You said it's scheduled for the 21st?
Yeah, the charge is for 21st, but it appeared on my bank statement.
Okay, 3892.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a email that you received or something about a discount? Because our pricing is usually higher than that.
I'm not sure about discount, but I can give you an email that you could try and see.
Okay.
Okay, it's the smujib1.sm@gmail.com.
Okay, so I pulled up something for siyamseid21@gmail.com. And then I have
that one's also
S-I-
my other one.
Okay, and then I have siyam.seid@mynhcc.edu.
Okay. Both of them are my email, too.
So you have multiple accounts? Okay.
I've only purchased once. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, okay. So you purchased one. That's why your stuff was hiding, because it was declined. Okay, so the one was declined back in February, and then the one that's active is under your EDU account.
Okay.
That's why it's not showing me. Our system doesn't usually show ones like that. So give me 1 second. This okay, so continuity has been canceled. Look at this order. Yeah, so that last order was also canceled. Yeah, so that was a promotional offer that you had gotten there that made it cheaper than the usual 100. So, you know, we go ahead and get that canceled, and the fulfillment was canceled as well, so it should not ship out.
So what about the $38.92 order?
Yes, sir.
So that was also canceled?
The fulfillment was canceled, so the order's not going to go out. But two emails were sent to you, one for cancellation and then one for the refund. I'll go ahead and wait with you while you check on those.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.